This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Bicycle thefts in Austin are slowly rising, with more than 100 thefts reported to police each month on average. That's according to data obtained by our reporting partner, the Austin Monitor. And their reporter, Tyler Whitson, joins me now. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Nathan.
Bicycle thefts are going up, but more people are registering their bikes with police?
Yeah, it looks like from July 2014 through June 2015, there was an average of about 121 cases reported to the APD every month, and that's a 2-per-month increase over the previous 12-month period. But during that same time frame, average monthly registrations increased from about 51 to about 79. And actually, from July 2011 through June 2012, that number was only a little over 2 per month. So that's a drastic spike over the past few years.
You threw a lot of numbers at me there, but what does that tell us about how serious bike theft is becoming in Austin?
I spoke with Senior Police Officer Justin Berry with the Austin Police Department's Downtown Area Command Metro Tactical Unit. Sorry, that's a lot to get out.
Yeah.
But what he was saying is that he thinks that, you know, as the city grows and as more people move here, bicycle ownership is going to increase. And he said that's sort of a natural trend for, you know, more opportunities, more thefts.
But more people are registering their bikes with police. Why should someone register their bike with police?
Well, the advantage of registering your bike is that the police will have the serial number. So if they find a bike that matches your description after you've reported it stolen, they can identify that as your bike with that unique serial number, because there are a lot of bikes that could pass as the same bike, and otherwise they don't really know for sure.
So how do you register your bike?
The best way to do it, I was told, is to do it online. And I believe you can upload photos of the bike and more information as well.
When you talk to police, did they give you any tips on how to make sure your bike doesn't get stolen?
The most important thing is to have a good lock, I think. And some of these rope locks, some of the lighter U-locks can be broken pretty easily. So there's no lock that I think is theft proof, but there are some that are better. And they suggested talking with your local bike shop to ask them about which ones they recommend. One thing that they recommended was to have markings on your bike that will make it more identifiable. So if it does get stolen and you don't have the serial number, you can identify it. And one police officer was telling me some interesting suggestions to hide things, so like under your seat post or something like that, so you can find that there and, you know that you put it there.
And they also suggested if you see someone with your bike, it may not necessarily be the best idea to approach that individual on your own.
Yeah, because you don't know who that person is, what they've been up to, what they might be capable of doing. And what they suggested was to snap a photo of that person riding the bike and call 911 as soon as possible and see if they can get a police officer out there to recover it.
What is APD doing as a police department to try and reduce the number of bike thefts?
So the Metro Tactical Unit has a program that they've been working on for bicycle recovery, and that involves using bait bikes and deploying those downtown and seeing if habitual offenders will try to steal them. They're put out intentionally to see if someone takes it.
Right. And there was a bust of a bike theft ring somewhat recently.
Yeah, and that's something that the Austin Police Department dubbed Operation Endo to keep track of these four suspects, and they ended up charging all four of them. And what they were suspected of was renting bicycles fraudulently without an intent to return them, among other things, and taking those to different cities. So this was involving Houston, San Antonio, a number of major cities.
Tyler Whitson is a reporter for the Austin Monitor. You can read his story about bicycle thefts in Austin at austinmonitor.com. Tyler, thanks for your time, man.
Thank you for having me, Nathan.